Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Shmir, Salosh and Shara Zechira, Perek Bei Shimon 26. The Chavetz Chaim continues to explain why is the chait of Lashon Hara so horrific. And I want to begin with a mashal to explain what the Chavetz Chaim here is saying. And the truth is, it's a true story. I had a neighbor who pulled me aside once. And he said to me, one of your children, one of my boys, he felt wasn't riding his bicycle or his scooter or whatever it was, the safest way. He felt that he was going too fast when the car is backing up. And he pulled me aside and he was expressing concern. This man, he said he was a physician. And unfortunately, he saw too many, Rachmanu Litzlan Lo Yaleinu, too many stories. And he wanted to make sure that there's not another story that he's aware of. And I appreciated this. And I spoke to my son, and everyone was okay. The man who approached me, he wasn't coming to say something negative. He was coming to protect my son. And I appreciated what he wanted to say. What the Chavetz Chaim is talking about is that when someone comes to a father and says something negative, what his son did, not with intention to save and to help the child, but only because there's a negative expression coming out from the person's mouth, there's a hateful expression, now the father has no choice but to punish the son. But he doesn't like that person. He's not so happy with that person who told him that information about his son. He has to punish his son, like we spoke about in the Marshall. But the father is not so happy with that person. Says the Chavetz Chaim, we have to realize that what the Zohar is teaching us, would a person stand and speak Lashon Hara in front of the Aron Kodesh? Would a person stand and speak in front of Lashon Hara, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When the person is saying Lashon Hara, he has to realize he's standing in front of Hashem, and he's saying something negative about Hashem's children. Hashem doesn't like that. And what happens now is the person arouses the Yetzahara, the Malach HaMavis, the Satan, to go prosecute against Klal Yisrael. And as we have said, what comes to the world because of Lashon Hara? Hereg, murder. Yes, murder comes to the world because of Lashon Hara. Milchama, war. War comes to the world because of Lashon Hara. Misa, death, Rachman Litzlan. All of these tragedies come to the world because of Lashon Hara. We have to, says the Chavetz Chaim, envision that when the person is about to speak Lashon Hara, would I say this in front of Hashem? Would I say something negative in front of Hashem? If I'm saying the Tayelis, like the story I told you, the truth is my son was driving safely, but okay, put that aside for now. The man was coming because he was concerned. He wanted to say something in a positive, concerning scenario. That's called a toyelis. But if it's not a toyelis, if it's not for the benefit, it's just negative. We have to realize that's called Lashon Hara. And we have to realize the severity of what happens after we speak Lashon Hara.